We always think about our dear friend Nicolette Larson whenever we do that song. Ago and Linda and I both sang it on different records, so thought we'd throw it in and see what happens.
She came on to him like a slow moving cold front. His beer was warmer than the look in her eyes. He said, what do you want? She said, give me a love that don't freeze up inside. He said, I melt some hearts in my time. Sit next to you, but I'll shiver in the shade. turned blue, shooting the breeze.
Discovered something that is much to our mutual liking. That particular thing is nepotism. We've kind of based our tour on it. We started out with the record hiring Emmylou's daughter to be our production assistant. She was brilliant. Next year she's going to write all the songs because she's a great songwriter too. Her daughter, Megan. I started to send her daughter Emma, but that's the other thing. That's you. Yeah, that's your name. We hired Emmy's nephew to drive the truck. We hired our drummer's dad to produce our record, which an idea of how he is. And finally, we stopped in Arizona to do a concert, and I had my niece up on stage to sing with us. It was so nice, we just decided to bring her along to complete the tour. Her name is Mindy Ronstadt Gordon.
Thank you.
you must know, we do have an album out. And it took us about 25 years to get around to doing it, but, you know, we like to take our time, get things right. Over the course of the evening, we're going to be doing just about the whole record, along with some other old things, because we do have a bunch of old things. About 50 records between us. But one of the things that Linda and I share is a love and appreciation for the music of Kate Nana McGarrigle. We're just sort of like one of the great treasures of the world. I'm so happy to be living in a time when they are living and making music. And this is a song that I wrote with those dear, wonderful girls.
Looking forward to happy times.
this job. Pepsi girls. I like this job. Well, I really wanted Linda to do that song on the show. The only problem was what to follow it with. So I thought that maybe a world war is always good. You know, grabs the headlines. And we've got a song about World War I. It's written by a fantastic fellow that lives in Nashville. His name's David Olney. And this is a tune. Yeah, you know, but he's actually got written up in the New York Times. I don't know if David's going to get famous in spite of himself. But this is a song about World War I. And World War I tends to get overshadowed by World War II. World War II got all the press, all the PR. But I think World War I is where we really lost our innocence. And it's so many great tragedies. A period of time in our history. And I think David captures a little bit of it in the song. Strange young man who comes to me, a soldier on 3 days free, needs one night's cheap ecstasy.
Die in the air in Belgium and France.
I've prayed for him, but I've forgotten him. And there's nothing, nothing that can save him now. There's always another with the same funny bell. And who am I to deny?
Don't be
time for the Protestants, and a song about orphans, and we don't need to have equal time for Protestants in Boston. I remember Boston. I saw it with Catholic. Being raised in a Catholic school myself, I sort of feel it takes one to know one.
Well, I'm the Protestant over here.
Sort of your basic Mexican atheist, pagan, Catholic, something like that. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
Jackie. We're going to do one more song for you and then take a break, but we are going to be back for more.
Say
tried to make a lot of screw ups. It's just that what I try to think is that all the parts between the mistakes are right.
Thank you.
ship don't come in, I'll be yours again. Are so nice. It's so nice to be among friends.
I really want to do a good job for you.
Well, we got to try. Oh, I need to, let's see. Well, you know, the only problem with this whole thing is that we got about 50 plus records between the two of us, and we can't do everything, but we're so happy that you know it all. I can't tell you how happy that makes us, you know. So I stand here by the western wall, maybe a little more stands in silence long. I shove my prayers in the crack. I got nothing to lose, no one to answer back. All these years I brought up for review.
I think the top is burning something new.
And to answer a distant call. The Western Wall. I got a heart full of fear, and I offer on this altar of tears. It just settles deep in my skin. I don't know where it starts or where I live. discussion with Mabel.
No, I didn't tell Ms. Roseanne Cash, but okay. I told him I liked it.
Roseanne Cash, one of our great songwriters, and also a double X chromosome. They always like to champion the cause.
This is a song from way back on one of those early records that I haven't heard probably in 30 years.
But then you have, because you have everything and you know everything. And that's why I love you so much.
I try to make it a point to never listen to anything after I record it, because it's so strange, it never changes once it's recorded.
And when that's I sing the whole it, point, Linda.
I know. It's changes a lot when we do it up here, believe me. Every night it's changed a lot. New words and new parts. This is a song that I learned one time when I had a crush on the slide guitar player, and it wasn't a good choice. And, I'm one of those kind of compulsive housekeepers, and when I get depressed, I wax the floor. And I had a lot of coats of wax on this floor. I had this little apartment, and there was just about room for me on the sofa with the guitar and the floor waxer kind of over the back of the sofa. While I would let each coat dry, I would work on this song. And I pretty much haven't sung it since then, but we're doing it on this tour because Emmy said we had to. We always do it. It's a nice song, though. I liked it. We always obey Emmy. She who must be obeyed. Do you remember? guys, it would be so nice. Well, I'm going to do another John Hiatt song because they're so hard to sing. I might as well just test my luck here. Thank you.
to new machinery. I feel like I'm on dialysis or something. I'm going to do a little sound check here. Just brighten it up, please. Try to do this. They've got all these wonderful inventions, these little things that can help you hear, but boy, when they decide to get a little virus in them, it's the price one pays. Anyway, I'm going to do a song that's very old, familiar, and comfortable to me, like a pair of old shoes. I love this song. I've tried to set it aside, thinking, well, I should give it a rest, and I just can't, because it's kind of like a part of me. It's written by a songwriter I first heard when I was hanging around the village in the late 60s. I saw him at a place called Gertie's Folk City, and I thought he was the incarnation. Yeah, John and Mike Porco, all right. They kept me in the soup and rolls and butter for a while. I thought he was the incarnation of reincarnation of Hank Williams. He managed to die on New Year's Eve, too, but he had reached the age of 50 by then. His name was Town Spanzing.
Thank you.
this wonderfully ambiguous song about, well, it's full of strange double and triple entendres from the 60s. It holds up.
Free love.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Written especially to appeal to
capitalists.
I
mean, it wasn't free.
It wasn't free. <way. laughs> And anyway, it always makes me think of, well, where I went to school, which is in Tucson at this little Catholic school, which scared the pants off of me. And, or at least that's what I used for an excuse in the 60s. And I have to get Gabber's tape. I'm getting into it. Anyway, in order to mend it all up, I've been going down to sing Vespers with at the local Benedictine convent where I live. It's so wonderful. They're this cloistered order. I go in there and have coffee with the Mother Superior there, who's this wonderful woman, Sister Dawn. She's a convert. Imagine Sister Dawn. And I asked her one time why she'd become a nun, and she said, "Honey, I had no talent for monogamy." The song is called Sisters of Mercy.
You must leave everything that you cannot control.
song is sort of about the only thing that hasn't happened to us yet, which is called Falling Down.
Thank you. to introduce the XY chromosome. This chromosome thing happened. I don't know what it is. But this is, I'm sure it, you picked up on the fact that this is an extraordinarily versatile group of musicians. There's nothing they can't do. I'm sure they could drive the bus if we ask them. Back over here on lap steel and octave mandolin and regular mandolin and pedal steel and electric guitar and just about everything else. This is Greg Lease. I'm also stepping up to the plate to play bass and mandolin and electric guitar and sing those fabulous vocals. Oh, and also, yeah, he even gets back there and plays a mean set of drums when he's called upon. He's a wonderful singer-songwriter who has a couple of albums of his own out on High Tone Records. And he's a card-carrying member of my band, Spy Boy. This is Buddy Miller. The drummer from the New Millennium, they can't just play great drums, they have to play everything else. And so we've got the archetypal New Millennium drummer. He plays everything and does it very, very well. This is Ethan Johns. And we were very lucky to be able to steal away from Paul McCartney for this tour to play, Paul's not here, but to play synthesizer and keyboards and accordion, and he's a good enough sport to come out and play electric bass when we need him. This is Wicks.
To introduce the fellow on my extreme left because his musical history is sort of reads like a genealogy of California country rock. I met him when he was playing on my second record, and he played on Emmy's first record, and he was then in a band called the Flying Burrito Brothers. And then he formed a band that I was lucky enough to get to have for a backup band for about a year while they were getting their record contract together, and they were called the Eagles. Guitar, banjo, mandolin, and vocals and bass, Bernie Ledden. We're sort of in the middle of the McGarrigle Sisters trilogy. This is a song of Kate's called Talk to Me About the Sea.
To Calum.
California, how to wear, but the rocks remain, and let the sun set.
Thank you.
I can't believe I'm getting paid for this. That's great. We have Lyndon has a very special friend in the audience. He teaches up in Marlboro College in Marlboro, Vermont. And we've known him for over 25 years. Lyndon and I have known each other since 1973. And this friend who's in the audience, we were all friends of a fellow named Graham Parsons. And Graham brought a lot of good things into my life, including a friendship with Joe Thomas and Lynn Ronstadt. And this is his favorite song. So, Chet, this is for you. You rock.
Yeah.
something in your voice makes my heart beat fast. Hope this feeling lasts the rest of my life. If you
through the dark, there's a light. If you knew how I
do something from way, way, way back. The first thing we recorded together, yeah. More songs about mothers. There needs to be more songs about mothers.
Thank you. hands are back pages scattered in the dust like a pearl necklace falling from a crown on my neck. On the moon train over the miles to cover goals to never be fair. I'm taking it one forward, phrase you might be there to find me inside this blue dream.
Thanks, everybody.